Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. We are in the thick of winter, and this is the perfect time to start thinking about what you are going to plant in your garden this year. And when you call in during this hour with a question, tip, or comment for my guest or myself, you'll receive as my gift a free bag of Arbica Organics Good Bug Power Blend Beneficial Insect Habitat to support your beneficial insects and to attract colorful hummingbirds and butterflies. Don't let your lacewing and other beneficial insects fly away. Provide them with a source of pollen and nectar year-round that they need in order to feed and reproduce. Arbico's Good Bug Power Blend is a half-pound combination of yellow, red, crimson, rose, and other white clovers. Grizzly alfalfa, white alyssum, nasturtium, white yarrow, carrot, dill, daikon, and celery seeds. And it's yours free when you call in during this hour. Here's the number to call. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Everything starts with a seed, and this quote sums it up very well. The love of gardening is a seed once sown that never dies. My guest this hour has dedicated his life to preserving seeds. Jerry Gettle always had a passion for growing things, and at the age of 3, he planted his first garden. Ever since that day, he wanted to be involved in the seed industry. So at the age of 17, he printed the first small Baker Creek heirloom seed catalog in 1998. The company has grown to offer 1,300 varieties of vegetables, flowers, and herbs, the largest selection of heirloom varieties in the United States. Baker Creek carries one of the largest selections of seeds from the 19th century, including many Asian and European varieties. The company has become a tool to promote and preserve our agricultural and culinary heritage. The company and seeds have been featured in the New York Times, the Associated Press, Oprah Magazine, Martha Stewart, and many others. And gardeners can request a free 196-page color catalog that now mails to 310,000 gardeners nationally. Baker Creek started hosting festivals in 2000 as an idea to bring gardeners, homesteaders, and natural food enthusiasts together to exchange thoughts, seeds, listen to speakers, and enjoy vendors, old-time music, and much more. And over the last several years, Jerry Gettle and his wife, Emily, have branched out into other related projects as well, including the nationally distributed Heirloom Gardener magazine, which I read and love, which is now in its 8th year of publication. Jerry and Emily also work extensively to supply free seeds to many of the world's poorest countries, as well as here in the United States, in school gardens and other educational projects. And it is their goal to educate everyone about a better, safer food supply and fight gene-altered frankenfood and the companies that support it. And now it is with the greatest pleasure to welcome Jerry Gettle to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Jerry. How are you doing today?
Chilly day here in Missouri. We're about down to 14 degrees tonight.
Woo, it's cold there. We're having a little bit of a cold spell here in Tucson, but definitely not that that cold. That's what we call really cold. I mean, anything for me below 19 is almost unbearable.
Yeah, it feels that way today outside, but we're excited and looking forward to spring that's just around the corner, another month or so, and things will be turning around.
I'm telling you. You know, I am one of your biggest fans. I love your catalog, your books, heirlooms, and your philosophy. You are involved in so many wonderful things that touch so many in such a beautiful way. I just want to thank you and extend my congratulations for all the work that you've done, in particular, to preserve our heritage seeds.
Well, thank you. I don't know if we're doing a lot of work, but we keep this busy anyway. Gardens and the seed business always will keep you busy year-round. So.
That's for sure. And, you know, I know with someone like yourself, you and Emily, you have access to so many seeds. I'm just curious, what do you grow in your garden?
Well, it's just a big mixture of whatever we kind of decide to grow that year. Every day when we're planting, we just decide to plant different things. You know, there's not necessarily a real plan. There's some things that are planned, but other things, you know, if you're looking through your collection, you decide, oh, we have to have some of this and we have to have some of that. So pretty much we plant a little bit of everything, but in particular, eggplants we plant. On average, probably about 75 different varieties of eggplants. We plant a lot of different kinds of tomatoes, squash, but you name it, a little bit of everything.
You sound like me. I'm just over the moon about heirlooms. I am passionate about them, and I tell people, you know, once you eat an heirloom, you just never want to go back to anything else. And when we are in between our seasons where we don't have, for example, our tomatoes, when we're just about out of tomatoes, I just, you know, it's so disappointing to eat anything that comes from a grocery store, even though it's organic. It doesn't taste very good.
Yeah, what's available in the grocery stores, you know, most of the time, especially the fruit crops, taste pretty bland this time of year. So we're trying to, you know, extend our seasons and store our produce. And but it's always a challenge if you're anywhere besides, you know, the very few areas in the U.S. that have almost year-round growing.
You know, and since heirlooms are your passion, and they're definitely mine too, but you are definitely the expert. Let's begin by having you explain the difference to our listeners between heirlooms versus hybrids. I think that's probably a great way to get started here.
Yeah, well, 50 years ago or so, you know, 60, 75 years ago, basically all seeds were heirlooms, which basically means the seeds were passed down from generation to generation. You know, Reed's Yellow Dent corn was passed, you know, from one family member to the next, and Cherokee Purple Tomato was passed down, and all these were old varieties, were basically just part of each family, each community. Every town had a variety that they would pass on. And then in the 40s and 50s, especially, you know, from the 50s onwards, commercial farmers started to ship their produce, and so they got out of heirlooms and started to grow more hybrid varieties, which were offered by the seed companies at the time for, you know, added shipability and in some cases disease resistance. So people were looking for varieties that could ship from, you know, California to New York and back again and still hold up, you know, a good 3 weeks later or 4 weeks later. So that's kind of where hybrids came from, you know, where they got popular from. But the difference between the two is basically a hybrid is a cross between two varieties that's crossed every generation. So every time you want to plant the hybrid seed, the seed company has to cross two different varieties and then sell you that cross. And so if you try saving seed, it won't be stable. It'll come back and revert back to one of its parents or something else. It won't revert back to what you planted. Whereas heirlooms, you know, that's what an heirloom is. It's a strain that has been selected to be pure year after year. So all the plants generally look pretty much the same, even if you save seed from them.
And that's a great thing to have because you can count on what you're going to get, more or less. Tell us, I think one of the things that I'm most concerned about, though, is nutrition. I know that that's something that's also of concern to you. And tell us a little bit about the nutrition of heirlooms versus hybrids.
Yeah, heirlooms versus hybrids and genetically engineered and modern varieties, in general, there's been several studies. The University of Texas did a study like about 5-6 years ago, and they showed they took old varieties, you know, and planted them, and new varieties, and they looked at the they looked at the USDA nutritional values for each different vegetable crop from the 50s on, and they did a bunch of different studies and looking into this data, so a lot of data, and they looked, you know, compared the old varieties that were being planted then versus, you know, modern varieties, and on average, the old varieties had definitely more nutrition, and in most...
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours, When You Garden. And if you just tuned in, my guest is the acclaimed Jerry Gettle, co-founder of Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds and author of Heirloom Life Gardener and Baker Creek Vegan Cookbook, which I am going to get ASAP. We're talking about seeds and more. And by the way, our lines are now open. The number to call is 855-660-4261. And now I'd like to welcome Jerry back. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
You know, over the break, you know how it is with a live radio show, you have to get off and on real quickly. But you were talking about right before the break, I should say, the nutritional value of heirlooms. And, you know, we've done some experiments ourselves where we check the bricks, and the bricks is like off the Richter, you know, when you look at our heirlooms. I mean, they are just so flavorful and so tasty, as we were talking about before, versus anything that you can buy in a grocery store. And I was really amazed at the statistics that we were discussing. That, you know, 25%, that's huge when you think about nutrition.
Yeah, and the professor that did the study basically recommended that home gardeners plant heirloom varieties. Again, his assumption was overall that heirloom varieties are going to provide more nutrition and flavor for the home gardener. That was his basic final point, was if you want to get the variety, or if you want to get the nutrition they had in earlier times in your vegetables, you got to plant varieties that taste good. And that's basically what it comes down to. If your sweet corn or your green beans or so forth are, you know, taste like store-bought varieties, they probably, you know, aren't going to have the same nutrition as a variety that has a lot of flavor, a lot of sweetness, and a good rich color. A lot of varieties now, you buy a tomato and it's kind of a bland pale red, and partly because it's been picked and ripened green, it's not a sun-ripened tomato.
No, absolutely. There's just no way to compare the two. I think a lot of children that have not had the opportunity to taste vegetables, let's just, since we're talking about vegetables at this point, out of a garden, they hate tomatoes, they hate vegetables. Well, you know, I don't blame them. They don't taste very good. The other day I was on an airplane and they gave me a little package of carrots, and so I took a bite of one of those, and you could just taste like a chemical taste. So I mean, the work that you're doing is so important, because what I want our listeners to understand is that heirlooms are the way to go. They are beautiful to look at. They're so tasty, and there's so many reasons. I want to hear some of your reasons why people should grow heirlooms.
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, probably, different ones depend on the person the importance of to the person that's growing them. But, for me personally, I love the histories. I love the stories. I love to plant something, Thomas Jefferson planted, or, the ancient Chinese wrote about, or, that I might have found on a trip, or somebody might have brought me in locally here and told me the story behind it. I love planting these old stories and bringing them to life in the meals we put on our table. I also like, of course, the better flavor and nutrition. You know, the flavor is incredibly different, in the old varieties. I also like the ability to be able to save my own seed without any patents, without worrying about genetic engineering or hybridization. I like to be able not to worry where my food supply, having the ability to know my food supply and where it's coming from, from my own garden, from seeds that I can save over and over again. Plus, I, just like to be able to preserve and pass these varieties on to others. And I mean, that's part of the fun, is being able to preserve a variety and pass it to your kids or your grandkids or your neighbors, and keep the stories alive, keep the different ethnic varieties alive. So you can grow something. If you want to cook a Thai meal, you can grow Thai varieties. If you want to cook a German meal, you can grow traditional German varieties and have the actual varieties they would have been using in the dishes when they originally made these recipes.
I just love the heritage that you talk about. And one other thing for myself anyway is I love the community that saving your seeds creates, your heirloom seeds, where you can share them with your neighbors. This is something that people, you know, we used to be so much closer with our neighbors, and it's just a way of creating relationship. You know, when you garden and you share your produce, and then you're talking about saving your seeds, and there's such an amazing connection between the story of the seeds. I know you've got some great stories, and I was reading one online about Dexter tomatoes, and I thought that was so sweet. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, there's so many great stories, and one of the varieties we got in the catalog this year is the Dexter's tomato. And this variety we actually got from a local Amish woman. One of the employees here at the store collected the seeds for us. And on our website right now, it has more of the story. But we actually have the little bottle that the original seeds came in from, I believe it was the 70s. She got them when she was doing housework for a Dr. Dexter in Indiana. And this tomato, you know, she'd been growing since. And we got the seed last year. And, you know, tried it in the garden, and it was just incredibly large, big, fairly smooth beefsteak tomatoes that are just incredibly good eating. I guess she actually brought it here in 1968 when she moved here to Seymour area. And actually, Seed Savers Catalog had it last year as well, and they, when they did a taste test on it, they rated it as their number one tomato last year on a taste test. And they also got seed from by a friend of mine here at Sinem Seed. So it's getting around. That's how these old varieties get around and get passed, you know, from person to person. This lady distributes them to different people. We get them. A friend of mine got them and sent them to Seed Savers. And the varieties get passed, you know, from person to person. And it has more of the story on the website, you know, the full story on it. But it's just an incredibly hardy, thick, you know, strong, thick vines. And a great big tomato.
I want to be sure that our listeners know what your website is. It's Rare Seeds, R-A-R-E-S-E-E-D-S. And it's a beautiful website. It's, oh my gosh, you have so much information on it. And I just had a wonderful, I feel it's my whole weekend's been spent hanging out at your website. So we've got about a minute. So I want to come back and talk about why we should save seeds. Why don't you tell us about one other of your stories of some of the seeds? I know they've got some amazing names. There's the Utah Tall, the Wando, Garden Pea. About 30 seconds, why don't you tell us a quick one?
Oh, well, there's been a bunch of them, so it's hard to pick a favorite, but probably one of my top favorites overall is the Alibaba Watermelon, which was a variety a gentleman sent us by rec back before, you know, the last, or this war. And, you know, before the Iraq War got started. So basically, he sent us his seeds in a little small envelope, said, try this out. We tried it, and we got a few other seeds from the gentleman, and then we didn't hear from him for about 10 years. And in the meantime, we had been growing this tomato, and it had become, or this watermelon, and it had become a favorite with our customers. Huge, bright red, very good drought resistance, better than anything that we found on the market in the U.S. for flavor.
It sounds very, very yummy.
Popular.
Sounds yummy, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jerry Gettle from Baker Creek.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is the brilliant Jerry Gettle, owner, co-founder of Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, the largest supplier of heirloom seeds in the world. And if you have a call, a question, a tip, you'd like to ask Jerry a question, the number to call in is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We'd love to hear from you. Hi, Jerry. Welcome back. So we're talking about heirlooms, of course, and why should we save seeds? I know dear in my heart why we should, but I want to hear it from you, and our listeners do too.
Well, there's many reasons, but, you know, overall, that's how people have always eaten and survived until the last 50 years. It's basically taking us back to a more self-sufficient lifestyle. It's also keeping these varieties alive, keeping the stories alive, and they're the only thing we really, that the average person can save that really connects us to the past. I mean, what other piece of furniture or any item can we get that actually, you know, what Thomas Jefferson had? Through seeds, we can actually grow or have the same thing that, you know, people in the past have had and pass it on to future generations. It's a living antique, basically. So it's a treasure in that way. Plus, it makes us self-sufficient. It keeps heirlooms keep us from, you know, worrying about where our food comes from and whether it's contaminated or whether it's genetically engineered. You know, as long as we keep them from cross-pollinating with, you know, the new varieties, we can save our seeds indefinitely.
So getting right into it, what about all this genetic engineering and patenting of seeds? I know there's an enormous alarm about this, and what is your opinion?
Well, there's lots of different issues with it, but my opinion is we shouldn't have ever started patenting life. I mean, when we started patenting life, it basically gives a few companies the ability to control everything that the average person is eating. Almost everything we're eating comes from patented seeds now if you buy from a major grocery store. So, and then with genetic engineering, it just steps it up a step. You not only have the patents, but you also have they have the control over what kind of chemicals get put on the field. Like on the Roundup Ready crops, they add Roundup to keep the weeds down, and you have to get the Roundup from the company that produces the seed. So it makes it so that what you're growing on your own farm is really no longer yours alone. It's also owned by somebody else. So that's part of the problem. The other part is we don't know the health risk. We do know that several studies have been questioning the health risk to genetically engineered crops. What it's doing to wildlife. We've seen, you know, major decreases in certain insect populations, and that's just a few of the side effects, not to mention, you know, the old varieties of seeds getting contaminated.
It's quite messy. I have had several experts on the topic on the show, and I am so concerned about it, because what you're talking about is it's this combination of glyphosate, which is Roundup, and the genetically modified seeds that somehow when they get together, there's a unique combination that is very destructive, and it's all the way down the food chain, as you say. We have a caller, so I'm going to invite our caller on. We have Diane from Nebraska. Hi, Diane. I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing?
Good, Sherry. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Happy New Year, my dear.
Thank you. Same to you.
Oh, it's good to hear from you. I bet it's freezing there.
It is. It's very cold here. We do have a bright, sunshiny day, which helps a whole lot.
Yay.
Yeah,
what's,
no kidding.
What's your question for Jerry?
Well, I don't really mean to take you off the subject of the Roundup, because I do, and the GMOs, because I surely do enjoy listening about that and learning all there is to know about those. But I would like to know about onions. I have a terrible time storing onions. Is there a variety that's good for storage?
There are several varieties that are good for storage. I'm trying to think of the top one off the top of my head, because some of them keep better than others. Let me think on that for just a second, and I'll come back to it in just a second, because I don't want to lead you off on the wrong variety.
Sure.
Australian Brown is one of the best ones that we've got, but I know there's a lot of others as well. Let me think on that for just a minute, though. I'll come up with a variety.
One of the things we can do, Diane, is get you a copy of their amazing catalog. This is the 15th annual seed catalog this year, and it's the largest that they've had. And that catalog has 212 pages and 1,450 varieties of rare and unique vegetables, flowers, and herbs from over 70 countries. So one of the things, though, when it comes to storing of anything, when we talk about a fruit or vegetable having a high Brix, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, meaning the sugar content, if you will, the life force or vitality, they simply do not rot. And you can find, for example, a strawberry with a high Brix, something that you've grown in your own garden, it will not rot. It actually will dehydrate. And the same thing happens for... I have proof in my desk at work. I've got an avocado that's 20 years old. I've got an orange that's like 15 years old. I've got things that I show people, because I want them to see that what we're talking about is having a really good stock to start with, and that's where your heirlooms come into place, and then making sure that the fertility program is up to par so that whatever you're growing, you know you've grown it to the best possible, its best potential, if you will, when it does not rot.
Yeah, and I thought of a couple good keeping onions. One is the Weathersfield Red, another is the Red Krill, the Red Krill onion. Both of those to keep really well. The Weathersfield Red is one of our favorites. I was trying to, you know, think through all the different onions that we've grown, but Weathersfield Red, another one I like that keeps decently well is Australian Brown, and that's actually the one that's gotten the biggest for us. We don't have we're here in Missouri, and we don't have a ideal onion growing soil here, but we do get the Australian Browns up to almost a pound here, so it's really good size for us, you know, in the Midwest.
Beautiful. All right. Well, that helps me a whole lot then. I'll know what to choose.
There
it's about the time to start those indoors, right?
It is. Yeah, the sooner you get them started, probably right. We just started ours yesterday or the day before. Yeah, actually the day before yesterday. And the sooner you get them started right now and get a little bigger plants, they definitely make bigger tubers or bigger bulbs.
Sure. Sure. All right.
That's
a lot of good onions out there, and it's partly, you know, what kind of storage climate you have them in, and, you know, keeping them cool through the winter also helps a lot. If they get warm, they'll start going bad. So if you have a root cellar or a dry, cool garage or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's helped me a whole lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You'll have to tell us, Diane, how your onions are doing later on in the season.
I have to get online and get some ordered, don't I?
There you go. Yes, ma'am. All right. Big hug to you and a big kiss. Take care. And thank you so much for calling in. Bye-bye. We have such amazing listeners, and they're so thoughtful and so caring and, you know, want to do the right thing. And I'm just so delighted to have them call in and share. Let's talk a little bit about that seed catalog, just because I sort of glossed over it. How do people get a copy of that catalog, Terry?
Well, the easiest way is just to go online to our website, rareseeds.com, and click on the catalog request tab at rareseeds.com. They can also email us, you know, or go on Facebook and request one as well. So, but the easiest way is just to log on to the website and click the catalog request tab. And we mail them out every 2 weeks. So, you know, if you get in right away, you'll be on our next mailing. So when it mails in 2 weeks, actually about a week now. So
it's a beautiful catalog. I have been receiving them, and I tell you, it's like dessert for me. I love to set it aside and then just pour over it, because it is so absolutely gorgeous and inspirational. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about everything you want to know about heirloom seeds. We've got lots of great information to cover, so don't go away.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery series on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back. You're tuned into the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is one of the leaders in growing sustainable, organic, healthy food, Jerry Gettle, who's also the co-founder of Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, the largest supplier of heirloom seeds in the world. Welcome back, Jerry.
Good to be here.
You know, our time is going by so fast. I have so many questions to ask you, and I'm really only on number two. So one of the things that you create is a beautiful letter that you share with all of the people that are involved with heirlooms. And just to sort of quote you, you said, I hope to plant a dream of good food and soil without corporate control of our seeds, lands, and the very foods that sustain us. And what can we do to ensure this happens in the future?
Excuse me. Well, probably the first thing that, you know, the consumer can do that doesn't even have a garden is start buying from your farmer's market, your local farmers, your neighbors that are growing produce. Don't drive by the neighbor that's growing strawberries and drive and pick them up at, you know, the grocery store. Buy them from your local neighbor or from the grocery store that's selling local strawberries. That's, the number one thing we can do besides growing our own, of course, to bring the food back locally. If people, that grew up in, the 30s and 40s and 50s, remember, when the local varieties would come in, everybody was buying the local strawberries and peaches, and there was local orchards and local nurseries and local basically everything. And the only way to bring that back is if people are willing to go ahead and buy, apples grown by your neighbors versus apples grown and imported from China or Chile or some other place. And that's starting to happen. That's why farmers markets, have tripled in the last dozen years. But we just got to keep that trend going.
Absolutely. And I know the movement to save our seeds has literally become global, and you've had a lot to do with that. What's being done to make this happen, and how has it come about, and what has catalyzed it?
Well, there's dozens of organizations and events and, thousands and thousands of people that are working toward bringing it back. But I think the local food movement, again, is what's bringing it back more than anything else, because when food is local, people are concerned with what's in it and what it is. I mean, once food's localized again, people are excited to have their own variety that they're proud of. And the more food is globalized and shipped, it becomes more and more generic. It just becomes something you pour out of the box like a bag of Cheerios. There's no local identity to it. And as we bring the local identity back to the food, people are also going to want to save the varieties that are local and also international. I mean, people want to save things that are international as well. But I think that the movement to corporatized food and gene altered food and hybridized food on one hand is kind of backlash, and people are starting to realize that we need to take food in the other direction.
Absolutely. I mean, you say in your letter, the fight to keep them pure is a greater struggle each year, with corporate giants promoting their patented genetically modified seeds, chemicals, and an ever-widening net of genetic pollution and patent infringement suits against America's farmers. And I know one of the things that you are adamant about, of course, is you pledge not to sell any seeds that come back positive for any genes in your test samples. And, I mean, that's very admirable. What do we need to do? I mean, our corn, I'm understanding, is absolutely been polluted.
Yeah, you know, most corn, I would say, in the United States now is contaminated. We've tested, you know, heirloom lots from, you know, dozens of different sources, and over the years, over 50% of them now, except, you know, now some of the varieties we're growing now, we're getting better and better at keeping them isolated. But over the years, when we check stuff that's just on the general market, you know, something that another seed company might be carrying, over 50% of the varieties we've found to be contaminated, unfortunately. So it's just becoming a bigger and bigger issue. And as more and more crops become gene-altered on a wider scale, it's also going to become more of an issue for, you know, beets and, you know, in the future, and possibly, you know, squash, and if we can't get this trend stopped, you know, right away.
I know you say it's just maintaining pure corn is a labor of love, and it certainly is, because it's going to take a lot to reverse it. And I just heard, probably about 6 months ago, that they were now going to allow genetically modified corn in Mexico, which they grow an awful lot of corn there. I have another question. California's Proposition 37, which would require the labeling of GMO foods, didn't pass. And what is your take on it? What do you think that happened?
Well, you know, the big corporations, you know, Coca-Cola, you know, of course, Monsanto, that spent, you know, millions of dollars, PepsiCo, you know, Kellogg's and so forth and so forth, brought in, you know, over $45 million to the state to defeat it. And the other side was small, you know, organic companies, individuals, farmers. We've had way more donors on the, you know, yes on Prop 37, the people that wanted to get food labeled, way more donors from individuals. There was practically zero donors from small individual family farms on the corporate side that wanted to keep food from being labeled. But the amount of money and the fear that they were trying to, you know, present to people that their food costs would go up was, you know, what I think finally killed it by just a couple percentage points. You know, it was just, you know, we were outspent 10-1. So it was just, you know, it was totally, you know, it would have been very close it would have been much, you know, it would have been a much harder battle if they wouldn't have had the money to throw at it. But with that kind of money, it's almost impossible to keep people from being, you know, scared off by, you know, a lot of stories that aren't true. You know, like, you know, food costs are going to go up $500 for, you know, a simple little label that says may contain gene-altered ingredients. That's all they would have to put.
Wow. And, you know, I read a statistic that nearly 50% of California voters voted in favor of food labeling, and that's the movement toward pure food that continues to grow. And I know you've been also very instrumental in that movement. Why is it that in our country we, you know, these types of what you refer to as frankenfoods, they're labeled in China, Russia, and much of Europe and other countries, but why don't you think that's happened here in the U.S.?
Well, we're basically kind of the headquarters for the gene altering, you know, movement. Monsanto's based here in Missouri, where we're based. There's a lot more money that is thrown against it. Plus, our politicians are very, very closely linked in many cases with these companies, having worked for them in their former, you know, jobs. So in many cases with the big chemical corporations. So even though the majority of Americans would like to see something happen, it's very, very difficult to get any movement. Although the movement, you know, even in California with all the money that was thrown at it, we still got almost 50% of the vote. You know, if we just have another, you know, another year or two, educate some more people and try it again. I mean, I think even though they spend money, I think as people get more and more educated and see the, you know, the damages that are happening, it's, you know, the tide's going to change eventually. We're getting closer and closer to, you know, starting to turn the tide.
Well, and if it hasn't been for all of your work, I'm not sure where we would be. So we're very appreciative. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to be sure that you tell us what you've got planned for 2013. And also, what is your message, the number one thing you would like our listeners to leave with today?
Well, as far as what we've got planned, there's a lot of different projects. We're working on, you know, several events and festivals, one here in Missouri in May, and then the big National Heirloom Exposition in Sonoma County, California, coming up this September. So if you can make either of those, they're both really large events, and they both have people, you know, nationwide and beyond. That's what we're going to be working on, besides all the, you know, planting and gardening and everything else that's going to be coming up in the spring. And then as far as the message, I would just encourage people to buy locally, try things, try colors, try things that, you know, might take you out of your comfort zone as far as the colors and shapes and sizes, because you'll really be amazed at the flavors of a lot of these unique-looking vegetables.
They're definitely flavorful, and I mean, I don't know why. I always digress right back to tomatoes, because some of them, you know, they come out all wrinkly and strange colors. Oh, my goodness, though, when you taste them, they are just amazing.
Yeah, and pass the stories on to your kids, and make food fun again. Let's make food the way it was 100 years ago when people actually valued the local food that came from the local farms.
That's the best message of all. I mean, you know, it really starts with each one of us taking responsibility, growing our own food, sharing what we have, and saving the seeds. And you're right. It is our legacy. It is our right, and we have a right to have delicious food that makes us healthy.
Yeah, it's so much fun doing it too. Once you get started, it becomes an addiction. So many of our customers start out with one kind of tomatoes, and they end up growing over a few years, you know, 30, 40, 50 kinds of tomatoes. So it can become addictive.
It is addictive. Thank you so much, Jerry. I really appreciate you joining me, and I would love to have you back on the show again. And for those of you who are listening, thank you for also tuning in. We'll have another wonderful guest next week. Be sure you make it a great, easy, organic week. This is Sherry Herrera. Stay fry, environmentally and sustainably yours.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, it's MZ from KSCO in Santa Cruz, and I'm too excited to sleep. Have you ever been too excited to sleep? In my case, I can't sleep because I'm engaged in my own fun, wonderful, rewarding business in which I do well and do good, lots of good at the same time. The wheels in my head are always turning, coming up with creative ideas to grow this business and to share it with others, train them for free, and get them to my level of success and excitement. This business has no employees, no rent, and no advertising costs. It's a people business that uses phones, video, email, and online technology to spread a very valuable and timely message about health, wealth, and above all, independence. You can get started in this business with as little as $10, but if you can afford an additional one-time charge of $500, you can jumpstart your success. But it doesn't cost anything to watch a 17-minute video all about this amazing business that you too can join and start doing well and do a lot of good at the same time. Go online to this website, TooExcitedToSleep.net. That's TooExcitedToSleep.net. TooExcitedToSleep.net.